Item 985.
Approve scope changes to the Northeast Cooch Court Local Improvement District to limit Northeast Cooch Court to bicycle, pedestrian, and emergency vehicle access and adjust pending lien amounts.
Mr. Abbey, take it away.
Good morning, Commissioner Salfman, Andrew Abbey, Local Improvement District Administrator. Carla, could I utilize your help in just switching over to the correct presentation? So today's hearing is being held under the auspices of Section 17.08.080 of the City Code. This is a major scope change hearing, and when the PowerPoint is up, I'll walk you through it. I do want to let the council know that we did do a series of notifications for a scope change hearing on August 24th. When we lost our council quorum on August 24th, we re-notified all the property owners for the hearing today and also extended the remonstrance deadline by 1 week. We did not receive any remonstrances against the scope changes. So with that, I'll just move on to the presentation. My group manager, Art Pierce, had intended to join us today, but he had to leave early and sends his regrets. So here's a diagram of where Northeast Cooch Court is. It's between Northeast Cooch Street, Northeast 3rd Avenue. If you look at the orange lines on the map, they highlight where the new Northeast Cooch Court will be built. Those are the approximate curb lines of the new street. And as you can see, the configuration of the streets in the area is mostly perpendicular, but Cooch Court will be at an offset angle. And in the course of doing the traffic engineering for the project, we had originally planned for this to be a vehicle street. And in the final course of traffic engineering, the city traffic engineer had determined that the street should be one-way eastbound. In talking to the property owners participating in the LID, they expressed a desire that the street be converted from, instead of being one-way eastbound for vehicles, that we instead make it a bike-only street. And so we're bringing this ordinance to you for your approval for that major scope change since the LID has already been formed. So this pretty much recaps it. If council approves this ordinance today, the street would be limited to bicycle and pedestrian access, and there would be the ability for emergency vehicles to use the street. Council approval of the ordinance would result in a design change to the project to narrow the street from 18 feet to 14 feet. That also introduces the opportunity to make some transition improvements on Northeast Cooch Court, where we can elevate the bike lane and make it safer for pedestrians, for bicyclists, and I'll have more on that in a moment. So the inspiration behind this scope change for Northeast Cooch Court was a field trip that I and several of my PBOC colleagues made to Seattle in May. We looked at Blanchard Street in Seattle, and we saw a separated bike facility on Blanchard Street that was separated from vehicle traffic, and we were very impressed with it. So when the conversation arose with the property owners on Northeast Cooch Court, we thought this would be a great opportunity to make the first truly car-free street in Portland. So here's a schematic drawing of what we'd be looking at here. You can see that with the narrow street, it gives us the opportunity to introduce a real plaza-like feel to the properties abutting Northeast Cooch Court. And then finally, this is part of the safety issue that we're trying to address under PBOT Vision Zero objective. You can see that there's a pink circle around the car that's tracking its way into the bike lane there approaching the Burnside Bridge. So there's one sharp angle here right before you get to the bridge. There's also a similar sharp angle right as you approach Northeast Cooch Court. So we just thought, as long as we were going to make this change, we're going to have to shut down a lane of traffic and mobilize the contractor to do this work, that it just made sense to get the entire bike lane elevated all the way up to the Burnside Bridge joint. So I have a package of minor amendments that I've passed out to Carla, and those amendments would add an emergency clause and also update this ordinance to reflect that we extended the remonstrance deadline and also postponed the hearing for 1 week. So I'm asking council this morning to approve the amendment, to add the emergency clause, and to approve the scope change ordinance.
Do you want us to put the amendment on the table first?
Please, yes.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded.
So I just have, I'm actually happy that it doesn't previously have an emergency clause, because I have several questions. I know I've been out for quite some time. So could we possibly put the emergency clause on but vote on it next week?
We could, Commissioner. The reason for the urgency with the emergency clause, we actually have a contractor already lined up to do the construction work, and they are set up to mobilize the week after Labor Day. So the reason we've scheduled this for August 24th was to give adequate time to mobilize the contractor due to the construction work. And the property owners are pretty anxious to resume construction on this. So, but I'm happy to address their specific concerns related to why.
Well, I only just got the map as to where it is, and I'm concerned that, yes, there were no remonstrances from the immediate property owners, but what about people coming from the west, from the east? Does this make any, this whole intersection area has been quite challenging, I think, to get used to the one way on Burnside and Cooch. Does this, I'm thinking of the Greenway on Northeast 7th or 9th, and that everybody was concerned that by making one more used by one mode of transport, that then the other gets more traffic. And where would the, so is the traffic that's needing to use that Cooch piece?
There's a couple of factors to consider here, Commissioner. This is an extremely challenging area to be doing construction work in terms of laying all these streets out so they operate safely. We certainly had quite a few conversations with the city traffic engineer on what would be safe here. We kind of came to the final conclusion that really if Northeast Cooch Court was to offer a good ingress, that it would, that the westbound ingress would not work well with the potential for right hook conflicts. So I suspect that if we did an outreach to the community, what we would hear from them is the desire to open up Northeast Cooch Court for westbound traffic, which introduces the potential for right hook conflicts. Similarly, in the course of negotiating the scope change, the official site that you can kind of see in that final picture there has come in for development, and we believe that there will, in the not-too-distant future, be a new traffic signal at King and Ankeny to augment the existing signal at Davis and MLK, which should significantly improve access, particularly on 3rd Avenue underneath the Burnside Bridge. So we could certainly do an outreach effort to the community, but I think we're in a pretty constrained location here in terms of what works for safety and
Andrew,
for the property owners.
Just to set the context for this discussion,
mm-hmm.
Can you remind us that with all the construction that's going on there, and there's at least three buildings and that's that in that immediate Burnside Bridgehead area that are under construction, there is no, currently you can't travel by car on Northeast Cooch Court.
Correct. It's not an existing street connection.
It's not
so we're not
street.
Taking anything away.
But I think that's just an important context. There is no current road there. So it once the construction is done, then we have to figure out what we do with that connector.
But it's still a platted right-of-way, right?
It's still in the public right-of-way, yes.
Yeah. So, and my staff tell me that there's going to be an additional street vacation coming in connected with this?
We've had a series of ongoing discussions with the developers that there's, if you go back to that slide that shows the orange triangle area, you can see there's a remnant area that would be left over after we build Northeast Cooch Court. So we've had discussions with the developers about coming back to council with their street vacation because we're already going to be building sidewalks on both sides of Northeast Cooch Court.
But why wouldn't we want that to stay in public right-of-way? For instance, I mean, even though emergency vehicles will begin to get through, they can't go, they're going to have to do a bit of a jig.
I think that would be something that we can flesh out in further detail when the street vacation comes to council. I think where PBOT landed on this is we didn't really want to be in the business of having to administer encroachment permits, and there was a desire by the property owners to do some non-standard treatments in that area and to place some artwork and do some other things in that area to make the area more of an active space. And we just felt that with the street vacation, it afforded an opportunity for PBOT to not have to administer encroachment permits on an ongoing basis for that.
But Andrew, I mean, that's a separate decision,
yes,
right? I mean, making this decision today in Northeast Cooch Court does not commit us to doing those future street
vacations. Absolutely, Commissioner, yeah.
Right, but we are taking away any possibility of vehicles using that street, and they currently use it for parking, is that correct?
That's a little bit overstated, Commissioner. When you went out there a couple of years ago, you would see a car or two parked there just kind of randomly. It was sort of a little dead-end stub coming off of 3rd Avenue, so once in a while you'd see a little bit of parking in there. Once all the development activity commenced there, that area became a de facto staging area, so there's no cars parking there right now. I would also add that since the parking was removed, a parking garage went in at Block 67, so there's quite a few more parking spaces in the area than there were before the work commenced. I might also add that we've already built a water main in Northeast Cooch Court. The contractor's already built the water main in Northeast Cooch Court to serve the dumbbell. And so council approval of this ordinance will allow the contractor to resume construction and build the actual street improvements. And I might suggest, Commissioner Frist, that perhaps we schedule a follow-up discussion with you on the future use of the right-of-way in Northeast Cooch Court beyond what would be approved with this ordinance.
Yes, it sounds like you others want to move forward. As you know, street vacations or taking away public rights of access is something that I take very, very seriously. And so I would have liked to have had more information. I would prefer to have the vacation come at the same time so we could have a holistic discussion. But Mr. President, if we could take testimony and then vote on the amendment,
yes,
and on the ordinance. Thank you.
Andrew, I have one other question. What do we mean by elevating the bike lane?
Right now, the bike lane, Commissioner, only has a stripe between the roadway where the cars, trucks, and buses go on Northeast Cooch Street and the bikes. And so we would be putting in a concrete bike lane that would be elevated about 6 inches. So to the extent that somebody driving a vehicle on Northeast Cooch Street started to stray into the bike lane, they would feel that visual buffer as they started to stray into the bike lane. It's not as good as a physically separated bike lane, but we wanted to give some sort of a cue to motorists to stay out of the bike lane and in the travel lane. And PBOT has gotten quite a few complaints about what we call the tracking errors of vehicles straying into the bike lane. So
have we done elevated lanes like that in other parts of the city?
I'm not sure. That's a very good question. I don't know that we have. So
and there's currently pedestrian, there's a sidewalk right on Northeast 3rd.
Yes.
So is there potentially a pedestrian bike conflict if the bike is whizzing around the corner and maybe doesn't stop or slow down to see the pedestrian on 3rd?
My recollection, Commissioner, your point is very well taken because Northeast Cooch Court is downhill westbound, but my recollection is that there will be a stop sign at 3rd and Cooch to stop the downhill bike traffic coming down to 3rd Avenue.
And that would be before the sidewalk rather than at the curb?
Yes.
Commissioner Novick, can I ask you a question? We have some successful examples like on our newest bridge and some other places where we've put pedestrian and bikes together and we just striped them. Is there an argument here if you're going to elevate the bike lane just to extend the sidewalk and do the same thing?
That's a good question.
It seems like this is sort of a first cousin of what we've done elsewhere where we've incorporated both and striped them. I'm just curious if this is half measure or whether there are other legal issues of extending the sidewalk that make this a better outcome?
I don't know.
Commissioner Fish, just to clarify, are you referring to Cooch Street or Cooch Court?
I'm referring to Cooch Street.
Because we already have a sidewalk on Cooch Street, and then we have a bike lane in the street area.
But I'm just going off that you're proposing to elevate the bike lane on Cooch Street.
Right, but it would not be to the full height of the sidewalk.
Right, and the question I was posing...
The sidewalk is elevated.
Since the sidewalk's already elevated, and we do have examples of essentially sidewalks that have been bifurcated for bikes, and I mean, I'm going off of our newest bridge, for example, along the Orange Line. I'm just curious, is that an option, or has this been chosen for another reason?
I actually don't know. I mean, I don't know if that would be at more expense.
I don't know that the expense would be that great. It's just in the judgment of our traffic engineers, they thought with the substantial volume of bikes on the bike lane relative to the number of pedestrians on the sidewalk, they thought that the safest way to do it would be to have a little bit of vertical elevation, not only between the vehicles and the bikes, but also between the bikes and the pedestrians.
Andrew, I'm fine with that. I'm just posing a question.
Your point's very well taken that we're designing another LID Northeast 47th Avenue where we're actually looking to do everything at grade, but we're planning to do some very significant visual cues to separate the bikes and the pedestrians. This is kind of a after-the-fact fix, if you will, for Northeast Cooch Street long after we built the couplet. So we're trying to do this inexpensively with the best bang for the buck.
Okay.
Just one final point of clarification. There, when we bring the street vacation, there will still be some time and the capacity within the construction project to change some of the schematic that you've currently given us?
Well, the developer actually has a permit requirement to build the sidewalk in front of the development, and so the LID and the developers are working hand-in-hand to build everything. We're working very close to make sure that the public sidewalk and the built under the LID matches up with the sidewalk that's being built in front of the new development coming in the door. So we're using the same material. We're using the same scoring pattern. The intent is to come up with a very unified approach, it works well.
And is this schematic accurate for Northeast Third, that the sidewalk is tight with the building, there's no planter strip?
We're not planning to do a planting strip in this area, just due to the high volume of pedestrian activity we're expecting in the area. Except that we will have a few surface level planting close to Northeast Cooch Court.
I guess that's another piece that I'd like discussion maybe with development services staff as to what, or transportation right-of-way staff as to why that building's been approved without the standard pedestrian environment.
We were looking at stormwater swales at one point, but there's a building on the west side of Northeast 3rd Avenue that has a basement, so we modified our design during the LID to remove the standard stormwater facilities because there was a concern about stormwater infiltration with the basement across the street. So we had to make those changes for those reasons.
Yeah, I know this intersection because I've waved with my sign at it. So it's...
And I think, Commissioner, when we brief you on the street vacation, I'd be happy to bring along the traffic engineer and brief you on the other elements as well. I really have to reiterate, this has been an incredibly challenging project to design. We have turned over a lot of rocks on this, and I think we've come up with lemonade out of lemons, but it's certainly been a big effort to get here. So,
thank you.
We've asked many of the same questions that you have along the way.
Anybody wish to testify on 985 or the amendments?
That's Charles Johnson.
Good morning, Commissioners. Again, for the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and I have to say that it was a little bit disappointing that so many words were exchanged, and only once did we hear the word dumbbell, and we never heard guerrilla development and FFA architecture. So, you know, people familiar with that neighborhood, skate park access, whatever, have a better idea what we're talking about. But we're talking about giving a lot of attention to people who are going to pay very high rents plus whatever ordinary citizen pedestrian traffic we have there. So I hope that this meeting will happen. I would actually encourage Commissioner Fritz and the planning people to actually talk about it at the location. Hopefully it won't be a rainy day or an umbrella day, but that might actually be better than sitting here and looking through a 10-page PDF of plans. But there's a lot of talk about equity at this council. And so one of my visions of equity that a lot of people in my income bracket might share is that we make sure that per capita, for however many people are living in the yard, because we're talking about fixing up things around the yard, the place the Glorious Developer had such a problem complying with Windows at, is that whatever time gets invested in this gets invested in an East County place that has no sidewalks. That gets invested on stable housing for people on the Lentz corridor. So it's hard for me to even, it seems like the presentation from Peabod and stuff like that has given some issues. I do like what Mr. Fish asked about same level elevation for bikes or pedestrians or not. I think that one of the things that's been present in our conversation is that sometimes pedestrians feel a reduced level of safety in the presence of bicycles, and so that if the plan is for the pedestrians to be up a couple on a couple inch curb so that only the adventurous homicidal bicyclists that like to hop curbs that have that skill can come up and get among the people, that sounds beautiful. I don't know exactly how, whether that's bike traffic coming off the Esplanade, where we're thinking there's going to be a lot of bike traffic down below Burnside as opposed to up. But it's hard to give you a cut in stone, like yay, nay on this, but I do want you to just have the broader context of mindfulness of we're talking about investing all this time and discussion is about what we're going to do around a building that has, I think, zero subsidized low-income units. And screw them. Why don't we plan a micro-village with some tiny houses and tents right there? Thank you.
Just point out the yard has 20% of its units dedicated to those earning 60% of median family income or less.
Thank you very much.
Mr. West.
Yes, my name is Robert West. I'm with Phone the Police 911. There's a couple concerns I have. One concern is the traffic that goes down Cooch and onto the Burnside Bridge. Is that going to be messed with so you can't, so there will be no westbound traffic?
No impact on that existing couplet.
Okay. And the other concern I have is if you got the street here and you got a bicycle lane here and you got a pedestrian walk here, the question is safety as far as bicycles go. What's going to be if someone doesn't know the route or something, what stops them from going into the street? The other concern that I have is that say you have someone that rides their bike at 3 miles an hour and you get, is there going to be a traffic jam of bicycles where they're going to want to get onto the pedestrian area and ride? That's another concern that I have. And it's easy to sit there and say, well, okay, we'll do this, but the question is, long-term, how is that going to affect everyone else? If I'm riding a bicycle and I ride at 15 miles an hour, I'm not going to want to ride at 2 miles an hour, but someone that can only ride the bicycle at 2 miles an hour, if they're in front of me and I can't get around them, except to go into the street or climb up on the pedestrian area, that can pose a problem to bicyclists who want to get to work. You know, you're running late, all of a sudden you're behind someone that's going 2 miles an hour, or some guy taking his kids out for a ride across a bridge. And that's one thing that I don't know if you guys noticed or not, or if that was even considered. And so I wanted to bring that up too, the safety issues, people trying to get around people, the cars, because you're talking three different elevations. If a bicyclist turns the corner too sharp and winds up on the pedestrian spot, you know, or if he doesn't turn sharp enough and winds up in the street, you know, we're already having a lot of issues with bicycles and safety and stuff like that. I don't want to see any bicycle fatalities. And I also don't want to see, bicyclists all upset because they're getting to work late because they can't get around people that ride slower. And with that, I'll...
Thank you. Okay, so we have...
Can I just... I'm sorry about this. I know I'm trying to catch up. Could I just ask one more question of staff?
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. West. Where is it envisioned that the cyclists, you've got on the graphic, you've got cyclists going both ways. Where are they coming from and going to?
I'm right here.
Well, in this proposal that we're talking about,
yeah.
You've got bikes going that way, presumably having come off the westbound Cooch Street, and then wouldn't they're going to be still wanting to turn to get back onto Burnside Bridge, some of them, right?
So any bicyclist coming westbound on Cooch Street would just continue on the elevated bike lane to the Burnside Bridge. And if I just may briefly address the last gentleman's comments, you know, it's precisely because we don't want bicyclists weaving into a lane of traffic that we wanted to have the elevated bike lane so that they're not weaving into traffic and risking a conflict. Also, with that bike lane being downhill for a good portion of that way, it's fairly easy to keep up with the speed of traffic. But to address your question, Commissioner Fritz, Cooch Court is going to be a very key access point for bicyclists into the central east side industrial area, as well as to all the developments that is happening right around that particular location. So in particular, a bicyclist that wants to get to destinations along Northeast 3rd Avenue, which travels underneath the Burnside Bridge, will have a very easy connection that they don't currently have.
Oh, so that explains the traffic going, the bike traffic going that way. Where is the bike traffic going east coming from?
It's kind of the reverse flow, Commissioner. So if there's trips originating either at the Burnside Bridgehead development or along Northeast 3rd Avenue, it provides a very easy way for bicyclists to get onto Northeast Cooch Street to get to the points at the west side of the river. So there's a lot of jobs and other trip generators in the CEIC area that will be well served by this new connection.
But Cooch Street is only, is there currently a west, an eastbound on Cooch Street for cyclists?
There's an eastbound on Burnside Street.
Right. So an eastbound person or cyclist is going here and here and then starts to come down here to get onto Burnside.
Yeah, an eastbound cyclist that wanted to get to points east of the Burnside Bridgehead would not likely use Northeast Cooch Court for that connection. Northeast Cooch Court will primarily be a way for those cyclists to get to the west side of the river.
So if I vote for this today, and I know that you want me to, is there any possibility of changing some of this division? I mean, or could we vote in concept that it's going to not have cars or other only emergency vehicles and still have the opportunity to make some comments on the pedestrian and cyclist arrangement?
If council approves this ordinance today, I think what we could arrange is the contractor is going to start the construction work the week following Labor Day if you approve this ordinance, but I think we could schedule a briefing in short order to explain the rationale for the design. If for sake of argument we were to make a change, then what I would suggest is that we further elevate the bike lane at a grade level equal to the sidewalk. And again, I think there's reasons not to do that, but I think we could certainly have that conversation. That would be, my sense is that would be a relatively easy change to make from a civil perspective. Whether it makes sense from a traffic perspective is another question, but I'd be more than happy to follow up with you on that discussion.
I greatly respect your expertise, and so I'll vote for both the emergency and for this with the acknowledgement that there could be some further conversation about how that space is used, and it will have that conversation when the street vacation comes.
Thank you very much, Commissioner. I really appreciate your confidence.
Okay, great. So we have the amendments in front of us. They've been moved and seconded, so if you could call the roll on the amendments. Carla?
Novick?
Thank you, Andrew. Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye. Okay, so the amendments, now the ordinance with the emergency clause added, is in front of us. Please call the roll.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Colleagues, I appreciate your indulgence. Obviously, this is an area where we want to be sure we get it right for all modes of traffic and make it much safer for everybody, so I appreciate the conversation. Aye.
Fish?
Good discussion. Thank you, Andrew. Look forward to seeing you at the Bluff. Aye.
Saltzman?
Thank you, Mr. Abbey, for your, as usual, your outstanding presentation and answering all the questions. Aye.
Thank you.